What have we been playing, Josh?
Woo! That's how we start. And what have we been playing? I'll be brief. I haven't really been playing that much.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the dailies, you know, if you were day one with the gaming council, you know we out here with Strike Force. I got back into Home Run Clash. I don't know why. So my mobile gaming's been a little on the rise. Weed Inc. fell off. Just an update with that. That's kind of done. But yeah, Clash Home Run Derby is doing it for me these days. Console wise, we got the new
what's
update.
What's the gameplay of Home Run Derby? Like, what's like the goal of Home Run Derby? Is there like
home runs, dog? You just gotta hit home runs all the time.
Like,
they have
you,
okay.
Like, do you have to like progress to be like, oh, you have to be like this imaginary team and then face another imaginary team, or it's like, or are you playing like leaderboard style, like, hey, against the world?
Yeah, it's leaderboard style. They have royales in there. You can play like you play four people at once. Winner gets like some change. You get cards to upgrade your characters,
mm-hmm.
Missions and story mode. I haven't done the story mode yet because I just unlocked it, but. I mean, I've been killing it in Royale, man. I've been got like, I want to say a solid like maybe 8 first places in Royale. But yeah, I don't know why I went back. Just hitting home runs just seemed cool to me, and I'm back in action. So
spring's in the air, so I could see baseball is happening. You know, they're in Arizona and Florida now doing spring training. So
yeah, pitchers and catchers check in. You know, mm-hmm. But yeah, so I've been playing that Call of Duty. We're back in action, which the new outbreak mode is, I think it's the beginning of something that's going to be really great for zombies in Call of Duty, man. Like, this open world zombies mode has a lot of potential. So just to briefly talk about that. So what happens is you start in like one area, which this area is massive. You start in this area and you have one objective per area. So but you can do whatever you want in there. So you can kind of just explore around, kill some zombies, get some guns, get some, you know, loot boxes to find potential perks, and then you can start your missions whenever you want. So your missions, what I've seen so far is, like, you know, defend this little cart that needs to get from point A to point B with a massive zombie herd, which is, it's fun, but when you start off, like, it doesn't care if you have no guns. It'll still give you, like, a massive wave. And then if you go to the next run, it gets progressively harder. And the other one was like defend an area or some shit. And you just kind of progress through there. But as you keep progressing, you start seeing more bad guys. So like they're stronger. Everybody's getting faster. They have the armored zombies in there. The bosses are in there and you just have to survive. And, you know, looting is, it gets trickier. So you're trying to find like salvage and try to upgrade your guns, but you're being surrounded in little houses by zombies, so it's easy to get caught up. So I don't know how the rest of the story goes, but it's a lot of fun so far.
Mm-hmm.
We played it the day it went live at like 11 p.m. the day before, and yeah, the game crashed at like the fifth round, so we hopefully will be pushing that to the limit, see what the gang's doing. So did that, and as an update from last week's episode, I started playing Sunset Overdrive. It's not as great as Spider-Man, like how I wanted it to be, but obviously I can see how it took that and made it to Spider-Man. So that game was fun. There's a part into it where you have to just maneuver through the city by like grinding stuff, which is kind of stupid, but you know, it is what it is. You upgrade your guns and it's very like, you know, punk rock, so that was pretty cool. So I'd probably give it like a couple more plays, but other than that, I think I'm kind of over it. Forza, still got the Need for Speed from time to time. Pushing that to the limit too, getting my ranks up. And that's about it. I'm trying to think if I did anything else, but I think that's it. Yeah, gaming's been a little slow this week for me, so.
Sure.
What about you?
Oh, it's all Hades all the time there, Josh.
Yes, we're gonna call this the patch notes for 48. It's gonna be 48.1 Hades Revenge or something like something cool. But let's hear it.
Really? Well, the question you should be asking me, Josh, is how many times have I beaten Hades?
You beat it more than once?
More than once, Josh. Come on, man.
Okay, so here's where we're going to start is you beat the game.
I beat Hades. I defeated Hades.
Did you beat the second Hades? Like
the, I defeated the second Hades.
Okay, so the game is complete. As far as story goes.
No, not at all. Not even with story. That's where there's... Now we're going to heavy spoiler mode. So if you don't want to listen, if you're, you know, still playing Hades or you don't want to, you know, this is all heavy spoiler mode now. All
right. See ya.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. We're getting into it.
All right.
Once you defeat Hades, you meet your mom. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you meet your mom and she's in a very nice garden. You start to get some more questions about her and your relationship and the relationship with the father and what happened and why did she leave. But sadly, Zagreus cannot live very long on this immortal coil. So he dies.
Oh, shit.
So yeah, he only can last a few minutes on Earth and then he dies. So then he gets sent back to hell. I mean, sorry, sent back to like the underworld, whatever they're going to mm-hmm. send back to the underworld. Where you have to start all over again. And you talk to Nyx, who is the mother, or like kind of like the mother towards you in this game.
Yeah, the mother figure.
And she kind of like gives you encouragement, like, oh, if you want more questions and more answers, isn't it worth, you know, spending 3 minutes with your real mom versus, you know, having all this doubts and, you know, questions unasked. And he's like, isn't that like what mortals do anyways? Like life is very short. Isn't it best to spend like a few minutes with somebody you really care about and, you know, love versus, you know, staying here and, you know, the underworld and just like being like unsatisfied with like with that. So she gives you encouragement to go back up. So then you play the game. So then once this happens, it unlocks called the Pack of Punishment, which is our different little things you could do to gain new bounties, but it makes the game a little bit harder. So you have like a pack of punishment could be items cost more money. A pack of punishment could be characters deal more damage. A pack of punishment could be enemies have more health. A pack of punishment could be like your weapons are weaker. So there's like various angles you could do. And if you do that, you're able to get new bounties. So that's why. So you go through the whole thing again. You fight Hades again. You get a little bit more story. To truly complete this game, you have to beat Hades 10 times. To truly say you beat the game, because that's when the whole story and you'll actually get traditional like credits roll, the creative director, producer, writer, so on and so forth. So currently my game has just really, so beating Hades once really is just the start of the game and really the start of finding more about the story and about your mom and Nyx and Hades, and it gets really interesting. The story really starts to unravel. It becomes like really interesting to play, really interesting to like how this is going to play out. So I'm really, yeah. And then it's fun. It's still great. I fought Hades 5 times. I'm 3-2.
Dang.
And yeah, I'm trying to beat it as Aquaman. So I'm using, you know, the trident. So yeah, it's fun. It's cool. It's like, it's still fun. It's still challenging. It's, you know, it's still, I still feel every time I've beaten Hades, it was luck. It's like, I got a good boon. You know what I mean? I never feel even though I've like, I could get to Hades, like it's still pretty difficult. Elysium is still pretty tough in that boss. That 2-on-1 boss battle is really rough. But like I still feel like I need so many things to go right for me to beat Hades. It's not like, even though I've gone to him 5 times, it's always a struggle and it's always things going my way, or I get a lucky break here, or I get this, or I get that. I have like better strategy, like I know what to do, like know what to use to get to him, but things will have to go my way to finally defeat him. It's really tough. That boss battle is a really tough boss battle against Hades, especially when you think you beat him once and then you have to fight him again. It's always like, oh, this is just begun. But yeah, it's still my game of choice. It's still a game I like. I get at least, yeah, it's still a game I play. I get like one run in on most days. Yeah, so it's still a game I'll still be talking about next week. Because every time I play, so I learn more about like what boons fit my play style. You meet new characters. Yeah, so things like the story unravels a little bit more. Now your interactions with the god and goddesses have changed because they know you've made it to the surface world. So that
Oh,
kind of
yeah.
so yeah, so everything changes. It's not like the dialogue is like endless. Like you're getting more information from like the gods and goddesses because they know you've made it. Your interaction with Hades is your interaction with Hades is different because when I made it to the last time, it's like, oh, we're gonna do this again. We're gonna fight to the death. So like he knows like this is kind of like this continuous cycle we're on where either I win or he wins and then one of us gets like zapped back into like the underworld and then we have to like do this all over again. So like
Damn.
it's so like the story knows that like you're trying to beat the game again. The characters know that you've made it up there. Like Achilles knows, Nyx knows, the guy who's pushing out the boulder knows. Like everyone kind of like even your even when you face like well Hydra doesn't talk the snakehead, but everybody else kind of knows like you've made it up there or what are you doing or like or why are you doing this like. The interactions are fresh and different, even though like you're facing, the same four bosses every time and you're talking to like the same god and goddesses of the game. It's always new and fresh. It never feels stale. And
Damn.
now they're adding new now they even added like new enemy types. So
Oh,
I'm facing new
shit.
enemy types. Like I'm facing like in the first world, I'm facing like this hand that could grab you. If it grabs you can't move. And then there are some chambers they have like I'm calling them like mini boss battles. So like some like they're really tough one-on-one battles against like people that are super, powerful and OP and it's like that takes a lot of, strategy to figure out. So they're always throwing new dices or if it's the same characters like it's the layout changes.
Oh,
So
cool.
like especially like in the lava level, like sometimes like these rooms are like really small, so like you feel cramped, and if you're facing all these, and especially if you're facing like the witches who throw out those like purple orbs, is like you can't move around as much, so you can't dodge, so you can't like attack from a distance, which is like a strategy I used to do. So it's always evolving, always changing.
Dang.
It's yeah. So it's a game that you every run is different. I never feel like oh just because I've won, just because I could get to Hades a couple of times. I know I feel like it's like a done deal. It's never set.
I'm just so fascinated that you've, well, first of all, congratulations for starting the game, I guess, but like, okay, so here's the thing. So
Sure.
I'm just amazed that you made it to the end once.
Yeah.
The fact that you made it five times it's an amazing feat. So
Yep.
congratulations to you.
Thank you.
But it's also super cool that the game evolves with that. You know what I mean? Like you could have just put the game down and been like, yeah, that's it. But like the fact that like you're pursuing a story,
Yes.
but you're doing the same thing and the whole game changes based off each time you make it to the end.
Yes, because you get a little bit more information. Like the mystery gets revolved because a little more is for like I was supposed to like Zagreus was supposed to die at birth
Yeah.
because the fates told Zeus that you wouldn't have an heir to the throne. So he assumed that I would die. And that's why my mother left. So you're
Interesting.
figuring out that. And the reason I live because Nyx is the mother of fates, like the daughters. So like she convinced the fates to like change my fate to make me live.
Interesting.
So it's stuff like that. You're trying to figure out you're trying to figure out that. As you talk to your gods, you're trying to figure God and gods. It's like, did they know my fate? Like, did they know the whole time that if I made it up to, the realm, like that, like Earth realm, would I die? Or like, are they in on it too? Like, are they just like giving me help just because it's like entertainment for them? Like, they could see me. Like, it's like, so it's like, there's that. Like, how much does Hades know? How much more of like will Hades will reveal about me? About me? Why did like my mom leave? So like you're finding out more information a little by little because like it's almost like a comic book or like a TV show or whatever. It's like you get to like, oh, that's really interesting, that's really interesting. And all of a sudden, like, I feel faint. I'm like, oh man, this is it. This is my last thing. So I know like my mom's going to give me like one more piece of information or one more thing to ask Hades. And it's like, well, and this, oh, that's interesting. It's like, oh man, I got to meet up with Hades again to see him and fight him. Cause sometimes he gives me information and sometimes he's like, all right, we're going to, like the last time, like I said, like, all right, we're going to battle to the death again. And there was like no talking points. Maybe there'll be a talking point next time, but like sometimes there's like, because I died that run, so that I didn't get to see. So maybe if I defeated him, I would have got a talking point. So even that changes. So yeah, like you said, like I'm playing the game now just for story. Like I'm trying to figure out like the effort, like how this game is going to really wrap up. And
dude, the tenth round is going to be you against Zeus. I'm calling it right here. I haven't read anything about this, so all this is new information. So I don't know either.
I do know how the 10th round goes.
Oh.
I don't know the story, but I know the 10th time after you feed him 9 times, the 10th time he just lets you pass.
Oh.
He just says like he just lets you pass, and then you have your final conversation with your mom, whatever that may be.
Dang.
So after you defeat him 9, or maybe it's on the 11th time technically, but I know the final time. I know when it's over, when he says, you know, it's over. Like you, like I'm done fighting with you. I can't like control you. I can't make you stay here if you don't want to stay here. You know. So I wonder what like the conversation will be at once that happens. So I'm excited to figure out that. I'm excited to figure out like what my final talk with my mom will be.
Yeah.
If it is the final talk, maybe, you know, at my 10th time, somehow I get to stay on Earth, or maybe not, I don't know. But that's what I'm kinda like trying to figure out.
Dang. Well, I wonder what's after that. Like if the game's completely over, you get like an upgrade in skills or some shit.
Oh, my skills have been upgraded. Now I've unlocked everything in the mirror, finally.
Nice.
So I still have that to work on, too. So, like, as I play, like, I'm not, like, so overpowered. I'm not, like, I don't have, like, every single thing set to the max. You know what I mean? Like, I still have, like, mirror settings I haven't upgraded.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't upgraded, like, you know, with the Titan blood, you're able to upgrade your weapon. So there's a story grind. But then it's also, okay, there's like, okay, I need darkness because I want to upgrade these assets, or I want gems to upgrade this, or I need diamonds to upgrade some aspects from the contractor. And then, like, every interaction you have, like, there's, like, you're waiting to see what the other side says, because a lot of time in this game, you're more like the messenger. Like, you talk to Hades, or you talk to, there's a musician you talk to, which then you get to talk to his wife in the like the flame world, the astral something or other, what's it called? So there's always this little story elements from there. The story elements, once you talk to your mother, talk to your mother when you talk to Nyx, like kind of like your mother in the underworld. So there's this like ever evolving storyline that keeps on progressing and changing as you have more interaction with more people.
That's so,
like, it encourages interaction with like encourage you to talk to like, anytime you see like the classic, you know,
exclamation
above the head, I encourage you to talk because you never know what's going to happen. Like I've talked to Meg so many times now, and like, oh, and like my relationship with Meg I feel is different. Before it was like more hostile, and now it's more like inquisitive, like why you keep doing this, like why are you doing this. So it's like my relationship with Keeley's has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And different, yeah. So the, like the more you talk to these people, like it evolves and changes. So you're playing this game, so now prior to beating Hades, you're kind of playing this game to like, all right, I want to beat Hades. I want to, like, I think that's going to be end. That's going to be awesome. And now, like you're saying, it changes to playing this game for a story and, like, you know, character development and, you know, your interaction with all these people that you meet and talk to all the time. It's a really, really interesting way to, like, make you continue to play a game.
Yeah, because you would think you beat it, you know. It's just like, hey, yeah, we know you beat it, but did you though? And it's just like you're getting little bits of information. It's like,
yeah, because I want to find out what happens. Like, do I get to live in the mortal like world forever? Do I like do like something else? Like what happens to my character at some point? Like, I know that 10th time there's going to be some sort of finality to my story, whatever it may be. So I'm like, I'm looking forward to seeing what that will be.
Find out next week, because I feel like you're going to do it. I got faith in you, bro. I got faith in you to take this all the way. Or
we'll see.
Or stay tuned for next week. part four of the Hades adventure with Mikey B.
Yeah, because I do want to be like on like my own note. I do want to beat the game with like every single weapon, which I know is going to get really tricky because the bow and arrow and like the gun is not my gameplay style. I'm definitely more like close combat. You know, flash, zig, you know, zigzagging out. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes with the when I have to use weapons that I'm pretty poor with. Let's be honest, I'm pretty poor with those. Oh yeah.
Hey man, I'm here for it. So
makes it so interesting. So like, if you just wanted to like cheese it and be like, okay, my best two weapons are like the Iron Fist and like the Captain America shield, like to use that more and get like bounties, you have to make the game play even harder.
Damn.
So that's how they get it from you, not like this, like kind of like cheesing it a little bit, like, oh yeah, you could use that weapon, but if you want, you know, the diamond and the Tyson blood and the like and the liquor and stuff, you gotta like put like one of these restrictors onto the gameplay, so you can't just be like, okay, this is super easy now. Yeah, then they always have to. I was going to throw you a little bit, challenge it. So it's never.
Always something.
Always something. Never the same. But yeah, this is a great game. I 100% understand why this game won a Game of the Year at many outlets.
Yeah. Dude. I still can't believe you're playing it, to be honest with you. But it's also. But this is also like. Well, because like. Why am I surprised you're still playing it? I don't know.
Okay.
The repetitive nature of it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I feel like we've talked before and like, so I don't know if anybody really knows, but you got me to play Strike Force. You know what I mean? And that's like the grind of characters and like the story goes so far.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But like, you're just constantly grinding things out and you eventually left Strike Force.
Correct.
So to me, it was like, okay, if you're going to start grinding abilities for something that you already beat, is it worth the time? So to hear you still grinding it out for the story is super fascinating because I think
it's a story. That's why. I think you hit it right there, Josh. It's the story. If it was like you're saying, just me grinding weapons and, you know, upping my character, I probably would have bounced. But because like I know to get more story, I have to, you know, get to the mountain and like defeat Hades and see my mom for a bit and like get a little bit more drips and drab of the story.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the kind of genius of this game is like, if you're like, instead of, as most games gives you story first and then like you said, once you beat the final boss, the story is over. This is one of the first games I've played where like the story really begins after you defeat the boss.
That's so dope, man. I wonder if like people will take note and maybe we'll get some games like this going forward. I think it would be super cool to see something like that with other games too.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, add like more story after you beat it instead of like filling all the story from A to B. Yeah, that'd be awesome if they did that.
Which we're going to kind of bring this around for like full circle, man, which kind of just brings me back to why Star Fox needs to be remade. Because that's the one where you can play it one way and you could be doing it the wrong way. So, you know what I mean? So.
Does that make you want to get jumped back into Hades or like knowing that like, say you get to Hades and you defeat him, you know that's just the beginning. Does that encourage you or discourage you a bit?
I am more encouraged of how much fun you're having in it.
Okay.
I'm like, damn, maybe I should give it another shot and try to play it. Or damn, maybe like I could, you know, try to get in on the fun. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And like, now that I know that like you have to keep going, like, I mean, I'm fine with that. That's whatever. And like, I just wonder my approaches.
Sure.
Like how, because obviously I don't know if we've talked about this on here too, but I'm a way more like aggressive player. Like I don't really think about shit. Like if they're like, oh, we have to do this in silence, like fuck all that, we're going guns blazing and see what happens. So like I wonder what my approaches would look like and how I kind of reevaluate after the first go of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I just have that curiosity of how I would, knowing me, play this game. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I picked it up once we talked about it last week or 2 weeks ago, and I got the gun, and I was like, do I want to, you know, start shooting fools with this or, like,
go that fits it?
Mm-hmm. But, like, man, I suck at that game, dude. I think that's, like, the problem is, like, my aggressive nature of the game is making me not get far. So it's like, maybe I should reevaluate. You know what I mean? Maybe I should really think about how I want to play it. So, but sure. At the same time, I'm like, let me fucking get out of this. But then there are times where I'm just like, I get sick of the same shit sometimes. And like fighting Mega Sisters, I feel like I can only do that so much. I'm just like, come on, man. Like, because the mid boss in the first world, like, you don't fight him all the time.
Oh, the gem guy? Yeah.
Yeah, you can make it to Meg without fighting him. So it's like, yes. Which is fine, and I think that's cool and all, but then I'm just like, I got to get to Meg, and I got to get through Meg like 6 times or her sisters another couple times. And it's just like all right, I get it. You know what I mean? So it's like, I just got to play it again and see how it goes.
Sure. And there's things that got, there's a game mode I think I mentioned way back called God mode that will help you a little bit. That, like, if you put on God mode, it doesn't change anything. Like, you're still, like, they don't say, like, oh, man, you're playing on this, like, assist, you're playing, like, on this mode. But God mode will start you off at 20% resisted to damage. And then every time you die, you gain, like, 2 percentage points, and then it gets up to, I think, maybe it gets up to 100, maybe it gets up to 80, but that will make it a little bit easier.
Yeah, I should try it out. Why not? See how it goes.
And full disclosure, that's what I'm playing it on. I played it on for the jump because I knew this game. Like, I knew this game. The whole point of this game is to, like, in one way to, like, frustrate you, but in another way to be like, all right, I learned something new. Okay, next time I won't be so. Next time I know this guy throws an arrow. Next time I know this girl. I know the Megs. You know, do this type of attack. So, like,
I should check that out. I don't even know what I'm playing it on.
So, like, oh, you have to go to, I think, God. Well, you play, if you don't play on God mode, you're just playing, like, on every other mode, like, normal. There's no other mode. There's, like, and you could switch off God mode, like, at any point in time. So you could, like, keep it on when you're fighting, like, a boss, but then take it off if you're just going through, like, normal rooms.
Yeah.
So you could put it on as, like, whenever you feel like you're getting stuck or challenged on, like, okay, this is a boss, I'll put it on so I get a little bit more assistant. Okay, I'm done playing the boss. You could take it off. So you could switch it on and off at any point in time during your run, in any room, level, whatever, and so forth. So I've been playing on that the whole time, and that's why I think that made this game hard, obviously, because that's the nature of this game, but also hard but not frustrating. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah.
I think I made it. I knew because that's my own. I knew it's cause, like, I thought, like, when you die, you always have to start over again. I was like, is that going to get so frustrating? And, like, I'm going to be like, what's the point of, like. It made the game hard, but not frustrating. I think that's the reason why I've been playing it so much, because, like, I know I have a system, but I know it's still hard. I know, like I told you, like, it's still luck of the draw. Like, if I don't get the Zeus's aid, which allows me to, like, throw down lightning on Hades, because Hades is really tough, because I know I'm probably not going to beat Hades just, like, straight up. If I don't get this boon, I'm probably not going to beat. So, like, I know there's things I need. I know I need all three of my Death Defiance to beat Hades just in case. Like, if I lose one of those, it's going to be like a 50-50 shot of me beating him.
Yeah.
So, like, I know there's, like, that's, like, so even it's easier, it's not like all of a sudden, like, you're invincible and you can't, like,
yeah,
like, super easy, like, no challenge whatsoever. It just makes the challenge more manageable.
Gotcha.
That's my last Hades tip for the day.
There you go. The last Hades tip is to fire up that God mode and see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey B, I really love that you're still playing this. We're on the trilogy, so
yeah,
we're going on the fourth episode where you may be talking about it. So
I've no doubt I'll learn some more. I'll learn something new. I'll meet a new character. I'll find a boon that I never found before. This game is always revealing something.
Yeah, which is, I feel like people should be taking note that, like, people still play for the stories, you know, and, you know, don't let it die. So I think that's about it, man. Unless you have anything else you've been playing.
Nope.
So stay tuned for the episode 4 of the 3-part Michael Escapes Hades. So we will find out if Mikey B can pull it off.
We'll see.
Stay tuned next week. Adios. thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Console Podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you're really missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Console Podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Console Podcast. Also, follow us on Twitter. We're the Console Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast-related, episode-wise, go to gamingconsolepod.com.
The Council Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling. I'm feeling life.
Council Boys are out.